Census, Biden grows foreign-born population to highest level ever. By John Binder on September 13, 2022. Under President Joe Biden, the foreign-born population of the United States has grown to its highest level ever recorded, the U.S. Census Bureau reports. Over the last year, the Biden administration added 2 million new foreign-born residents to the U.S. population, illegal aliens and legal immigrants on green cards and visas, serving as a boon for Biden's billionaire donors in the financial industry who are some of the biggest beneficiaries of mass immigration and an ever-growing populace. According to Stephen Camerata at the Center for Immigration Studies, who analyzed the latest Census Bureau data, the foreign-born population hit nearly 47 million this year, which is the largest ever recorded by the agency's annual Social and Economic Supplement Survey. Since 1970, the nation's foreign-born population has quintupled, and since 1980, it has tripled in size. In 1990, the foreign-born population was just half of what it is today, with 1 in 7 U.S. residents having been born outside of the country. The foreign-born share of the U.S. population is approaching the record highs reached in 1910, 14.7%, and 1890, 14.8%, Camerata writes. For America's working and middle class, mass illegal and legal immigration depresses wages and is a drag on labor force participation among native-born Americans while also pushing American communities to the brink in terms of social services, infrastructure, and sky-high housing costs. Just the sheer number of people overwhelms communities, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said this week. This idea of mass immigration, whether it's illegal immigration or whether it's just mass immigration through the legal process like the diversity lottery or chain migration, that is not conducive to assimilating people into a civil society. For the wealthiest of income earners, mass illegal and legal immigration provides an endless stream of low-wage foreign workers as well as more consumers to sell to, more families needing housing, and billions in wider profit margins and reduced wages. Though many Republicans running in this year's midterm elections have gone silent on legal immigration levels, with more than 1 million being awarded green cards every year, GOP voters overwhelmingly continue to back drastic cuts to boost wages and job openings. The latest Rasmussen Report survey shows that a majority of 54% of likely Republican voters want to cut legal immigration levels by more than half to fewer than 500,000 admissions a year. Meanwhile, a majority of swing voters say they want legal immigration levels cut down to at least 750,000 admissions a year, with a plurality supporting cutting levels by more than half. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.